Chris, we've got a lot of people here in Cincinnati, and I know this is not the first night of this product launch. Tell me just a little bit of an overview of what John Deere's put together to showcase new products for their dealers, and I've heard even some customers that are being brought in.
Yeah, the customers won't be until the end of this week, after all the dealers have had a chance to see the equipment. But we've really brought a wide range of new products in, focusing on the technology, really focusing also on the different customer segments that the dealers have, and just looking at the broad line, the long green line of solutions we have available for our customers.
Well, I understand this could be the, if not the biggest, one of the biggest product launches in the company's history.
Absolutely. I don't know the precise number of model numbers that we're introducing, but it's definitely one of the biggest, if not the biggest, that we've ever had.
Any idea what kind of scope in terms of how many people come through here? I don't know how many dealers you have, but I'm sure they bring in different employees, and so it's got to be a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely. Over the course of the waves, we have thousands of people in, and focus on both dealer principals, general managers, salespeople, etc. And it was interesting in the setup that we had tonight for this wave that we're doing for this year. Of how they did it in kind of a stadium style of approach. So half of the crowd on one side and half of the crowd on the other side, and just parading the equipment down the middle was kind of an interesting concept.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, the guys playing the music were just incredible, and the way they had to do that through these drop-down stages and pretty creative setup somebody had to do.
Yeah, we had moving musicians and moving equipment, and it was really captured the dealers' attention, I think. I believe we'll get some very good comments from dealers. We haven't approached it this way in the past, and again, I think it was a very nice change of pace from some of the approaches we've done in the past.
Well, I'm here as part of a media group that's come in for this last wave. In terms of how you're going to be rolling out these new products and letting growers and customers know, anything you can say about how you're planning to go about marketing, anything there that's new and different this year?
I think a lot of it, again, is just trying to focus as much as we can on the customers themselves and their needs, and again, how this equipment and the different technological approaches we have really helps us make our customers more profitable, either make them more money, save them time, make their life easier. That's what we need to do.
Well, I want to thank you on behalf of all of us from the media group that was invited in by Barry Nelson. We appreciate what he's done to help us here and make our stay comfortable. That's Chris Whitehead with John Deere. We're here at the product launch taking place in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.